Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
I just spoke with you about 40 some minutes ago, and you were supposed to be transferring me to a supervisor. I had called back, and whoever I just spoke with transferred me to you.
Okay, I am with the fraud department. Just bear with me while I review over your account.
I just spoke with you.
Well, what exactly? Okay, will you verify your... Well, may I have your first and last name?
I literally just spoke with you 45 minutes ago, and you were transferring me to a supervisor. I was on hold for 30 minutes. I called back, and he just transferred me to you.
So I want to know that you're saying that this is fraud. It's showing that you're saying that this is fraud. Will you have your first and last name?
Like I said, I just spoke with you, and you were transferring me to a supervisor. So how am I being transferred back to you if you're the supervisor?
Okay, I am with the fraud department. Will you may I have your first and last name?
This is really frustrating, and it's going to go through the bank into the fraudulent department. So I want to speak with whoever I need to speak with to get my money back.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Oh, Christina Deering.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
I just went through this with you. I just want to know who I need to speak with to get my money back from you, because this is getting really frustrating.
I have to verify the account so to be able to assist. Will you verify your shipping address?
You didn't have to verify the shipping address. Why do you?
Okay, I'll have to move on to the next call if you're not willing to give any information. Will you verify that?
I gave all my information. I already
gave
it
to them. You didn't give it to me. Will you verify your shipping address?
6944 Woodlake Circle, Young Harris, Georgia.
And I do see here you have the Brilliant Catalyst Cleanse and Keto.
Oh,
and
my
you're saying
God.
That this is fraud?
Yes, absolutely.
You said that no one in your household placed this order?
What?
You're saying that no one in this household placed your order?
Absolutely. Like I told you 45 minutes ago.
Okay, well, it is showing that you was fully refunded for the charges that we billed you in May. Alrighty.
Because you just told me that you would refund May and that I needed to speak with the supervisor for April.
Okay, well, it wasn't
and
me that you spoke with.
You.
It
I'm sorry?
It was not me that you spoke with.
Yeah, 100%.
Will you verify your email for me?
No, I 100% spoke with you 45 minutes ago.
No, ma'am, it wasn't me. Will you verify your email for me?
It was you. I can hear your voice and your name. Yes, it was.
Will you verify your email?
No, I will not. I'm tired
okay,
of
well,
this.
You're saying
I
that it's fraud, so I'm trying to go through the fraud process.
You worked
now.
With the fraud department 45 minutes ago. You were transferring me to supervisor.
No, ma'am, it wasn't me. Will you verify
yes,
your email for me?
CDN 3380.
I can barely hear you.
CDN 338 at gmail.com.
And your phone number?
847-331-0545.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same info that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed this order, then I can go ahead and proceed with that fraud claim. Now, I just
okay.
want you to be aware, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will
as
prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping to him.
Ma'am, like we spoke about 45 minutes ago, yes, I signed up for a free trial. I never received any product. I do not want any product. I want my money back for April and May.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, have you already disputed the charge?
My bank said I needed to speak with you. I spoke with you a little while ago. I'm getting my money back for May. I'm supposed to speak with the supervisor for getting my money back for April. That's what I'm trying to do right now before I report it to the bank.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from,
as
well as contacting
the
USPS Postal Inspector.
When I just explained my situation, you're not listening to me. I have told you, yes, I signed up for a free trial. I paid the shipping and handling. I've not received any product. I was charged for April and for May. You told me that you would refund me for May and that I needed to speak with a supervisor for April. I waited on hold. I never got through. I called back. I was transferred to you, and now you're reporting it to the police. And why is this?
Okay, so do you want to proceed with fraud?
Ma'am, I just want my money back.
I was asking, would you like to go through with fraud?
Ma'am, I just want my money back.
So you're saying that you do not want to go through with fraud?
Ma'am, if I don't get my money back, I will be contacting my bank because you are not helping me. I don't want to report fraud to you, but if I do not get my money back, I will report it to my bank. And if you threaten to call the police again, that's going to be a big problem.
Well, it wasn't a threat.
It was.
No, ma'am, it was not.
Okay. So who do I speak with to get my money back for both April and May? Because I did not ask to be transferred to the fraud department. I also spoke with you how long ago, and you
okay,
were reporting.
Okay, what I can do for April, I can offer you a 35% refund.
I don't want a 35%. I want 100%. I never received any product, nor did I want any product. There was nothing in the free trial for any phone number to contact to cancel. I want April refunded, also May refunded. I don't want 35%. I don't want 50%. I don't want 75%. I want 100% of my money back for April and also May.
What I can do is offer a 50% refund.
I don't want 50%. I want 100%. I did not receive any product, nor do I want any product. I've been charged twice now per month, and I want it all back.
Okay, I can offer you a 75% refund.
I don't want 75. I want 100% of my money back.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have confirmation for you to write ready when you are.
Go ahead.
C.
What is that?
C217.
Mm-hmm.
92.
C21792.
That's correct. Is there anything else that I may help you with today? That refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And that's going to be for both April and May, correct?
You have already been fully refunded for May. I'm refunding April, ma'am.
Okay. And how much is that you're refunding?
$85.90.
Okay. And if I don't receive this money in 3 to 5 days, I can report it to my bank. Is that correct?
The refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. You can give us a call back.
For both April and May, correct?
That's correct, ma'am.
And if I don't get it back, I can report it to my bank. Is that correct?
You can give us a call back, ma'am.
Okay, at the numbers that have been disconnected already, because I tried two other numbers before I got
the number
to
that
you
just called. You can give us a call back at the same number.
Okay, and this is Destiny again, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to getting my money back.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.